Medical and dental courses in the country will have a 27% reservation for other backward classes, 10% for economically weaker sections under the All India Quota Scheme for undergraduate and postgraduate schemes. This is for programs. This is what's been announced by the Prime Minister. It applies to so many courses, MBBS, BDS, MS, MD, also a diploma in medical programs, and it begins this academic year. This means that around 5,550 seats will be reserved for these communities. Now, the decision is also being seen in the context of next year's Uttar Pradesh elections, where caste and communal allegiances play a huge role.
Months ahead of key elections in several states, including the biggest one, Uttar Pradesh, the centre has announced a new set of quotas to be implemented. The Prime Minister described this as a landmark decision, saying this will immensely help thousands of our youth every year get better opportunities and create a new paradigm of social justice in our country.
The decision to go ahead with reservation was prompted by a court order, and the government was pushed to go ahead with this decision. Irrespective, all political parties cutting across party lines, including the opposition, say it will be difficult for them to oppose this political move, especially since they don't want to be seen upsetting the SCs, STs, OBCs and the economically weaker sections.
In fact, they were compelled to take decision by the orders of the court. They never yielded. They didn't want to give a reservation to backward classes, particularly in state surrendered seats. In fact, they have been dodging. I would use this word. They have been dodging, they have been denying, depriving the backward class students.
It is a historical milestone, it is a great achievement. It is a great victory for social justice. Central government should implement strictly from this academic year onwards. For the past 4 years, the OBCs have lost more than 11,200 seats in UG, PG, medical and dental seats.
The central government has provided for reservation in the All India Quota Scheme for medical and dental courses in state-run institutions. There will be a 27% reservation for OBCs and a 10% reservation for economically weaker sections. The government says about 5,500 students will benefit. The 27% OBC quota will take the total quotas up to 49.5%. For the EWS quota of 10%, extra seats were added after a 2019 amendment. The centre has said that the total seats for the unreserved category will not reduce. In Lucknow, the political nerve centre for the 2022 state polls and even the 2024 national election, MBBS aspirants were divided over the move.
गरीब वालों के लिए तो ठीक है, मगर जो OBC वालों के लिए लगा है वो तो फिर जनरल को इफेक्ट करेगा, क्योंकि अभी कॉलेजेस की सीट कम है इंडिया में मेडिकल को लेके, और जितनी डॉक्टरों की रिक्वायरमेंट है वो बहुत ज्यादा है एज पर द सीट।
और ये जो गवर्नमेंट द्वारा ये लॉ जारी किया गया है, ये हमारे लिए बेनिफिशियल होगा, क्योंकि इसके जरिए हमारे जो परसेंटेज होंगे मेरिट के वो ज्यादा इंक्रीज हो जाएंगे।
इन 2020 द सुप्रीम कोर्ट हैड डिसमिस्ड अ बैच ऑफ पिटीशंस, इंक्लूडिंग बाय द तमिलनाडु गवर्नमेंट, seeking 50% OBC quota in state-run medical colleges. The AIADMK-led Tamil Nadu government and the DMK in power now had both moved the top court after the centre had said it was not possible to extend 50% OBC reservation last year. With Sunil Prabhu, Arvind Gunashekhar and Sam Daniel, this is Alok Pandey, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Juhi Singh, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Mm-hmm. We're also joined by Sujata Pandey. She's a political analyst, supports the BJP. Dr. Rohan Krishnan with us as well, National Vice President of the Federation of the All India Medical Association. Juhi Singh, let me come to you first. I know the Samajwadi Party questions the timing of this, and you've made a link to the forthcoming elections. But as a move itself for economically weaker sections, OBCs, do you not welcome it?
Vishnu, of course we welcome it. We've been protesting for the central government to do this. And we have seen this paradigm of social justice with the prime ministers talking about being subverted in reservations, in various fees concessions given to OBCs and SCs and STs, and also in appointments and recruitment. So it's a welcome move. Let them implement it. Whether it is related to the state elections is irrelevant. The
is
OBCs,
it,
as you've already
it,
given.
Is it, Ms. Singh? Do you believe it's related? Do you believe it's related, the timing?
Vishnu, it's totally, everything BJP does is always related to some election or the other. So I would not really like to comment it because it's a step which we've been asking the government to take. And I think the students have been asking, other state governments have been also asking. So we completely support it, and they should implement it. Whether they've done it under the pressure of the court is also irrelevant.
Okay, Sujata Pandey, the point which is important to note is that the center was actually not really pushing to get this done. There was a case in the Madras High Court pushed by the DMK, which said that there needed to be orders passed. Orders were passed, and the center was obliged to carry it on. But they still said that no, we don't want to implement this because there's another case which is being heard in the Supreme Court. So the point which is being made now is that, look, the center has suddenly gone ahead and said, no, 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 we're going to do this now with an eye to the elections. Not because they necessarily wanted it.
Okay, Vishnu. So in a country like India, what you're hinting is that everything is done keeping an eye of the election.
Well,
so,
some things.
In our country, every 3 to 4 months election is held. So I think we should move away from this myopic lens of seeing everything with related to the vote bank politics. I think we should see it in relation with the entire thing that PM Modi has said time and again is a Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas. And OBC has been a part of this. This has been a long rooted movement, you know, right from the Baba Saab Ambedkar to the Mandal Commission 1, Mandal Commission 2, you know, and coming to the when the NEET was organized to the 2007 when SCSTs were included, but OBCs were left
behind.
No, but
Sujata, could this not have been done earlier? Right? Why did
but
the Supreme Court continue? Why did the government
continue to
insist that the case being heard in the Supreme Court needed to be looked at first?
Timing is always a question, right? Like if it doesn't do, then it's a OBC. You know, this government is anti OBC.
No,
if
no,
it
no.
Does,
I'm not saying
it,
anti
then
or pro. I am
thing.
Just observing, and I think it's a valid observation that it's timed. It's timed to the election. You can disagree with me. But I'm just trying to ask you, if this is a great step, and it obviously is, why could the center not have agreed to do this earlier? That's my only question.
Well, I would look at it a little differently. I would say that everything takes time, and there has to be a solid, you know, there was a lot of, you know, including Tamil Nadu, where the petitions were filed, and, you know, they went to the higher court for pushing this. There's a lot of movement, whether it is NEP movement or the Rishtra movement. So I think that, you know, rather than saying why they have done it, what is the timing, I think
we
it's
should
a
just welcome
move.
It. That's your
and
point.
And we should all just look at it as
right.
You know, one step ahead in the social justice.
Okay. Dr. Krishnan, would you agree that the step that's been taken now works? One of the reasons why it works for students is that the government has ensured, or so they claim, that general category students will still be protected. So in the quota, which has now been allocated, you know, for OBCs and those from economically weaker sections, that is not going to come in the way of those who are from the general quota from one state looking to travel to another for an education. So that's fair, isn't it?
How is it fair? It cannot be fair. Government is saying that it will not affect the seats of the general candidate, but some way or the other, it is going to affect the seats of general candidate.
Because you believe that seats will not be added. That's your point.
Even if it is added, that's what I'm going to comment, that even if it is added, then it could have gone to the general candidates as well, to the meritorious candidates as well. If something is added up and I'm getting nothing out of it, that makes me that it is not fair to me. How can we speak of fair when you will increase the quota? And I don't know about other aspects, but medically in post-graduation, someone who has completed MBBS, he's a full-fledged doctor. He earns 1 lakh rupees in Delhi he can earn 2 to 3 lakhs rupees if he goes to a periphery setup. I don't think that postgraduate people need reservation. In super speciality courses, there are no reservation. Mm-hmm. Whenever some things are done, this is obviously done with a political mindset, and all the political parties keep their mouth mum in this because it is for the vote. But whenever these things are happening, there is merit is being killed, which is very bad.
Yeah.
So you cannot just claim that it is fair to general candidates. It's absolutely unfair.
Can I make some point here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please go ahead, Sujata. And Juhi, I'll come to you after that.
So there is already a 40% reservation which is open for all. There is also what apart from this 27% of OBC, they have also come up with the economical weaker section 10%. You know, which also will take care of the upper caste and the meritorious student, but economically weak to go to have an education. This entire reservation of OBC was already existent in the politics.
No, but I think the point Sujata makes is that it should be on the basis of merit. It shouldn't be on the basis of reservation.
Of course, you know, Vishnu, we would want to be existing in an idealistic society where things were happening on merit. But in a country like India, where we are a heterogeneous mix of things, where there's a history and geography of a larger section of society which is still deprived, which is still not getting what it should have got. So we are not living in an idealistic society, and the government must consider all this, you know.
Right. If you pick up data.
Yes, you
pick
up
vote
data,
bank politics.
Data. No, I am not talking about the vote bank politics. Every party will do politics. India is a democratic country. If politics won't happen, what
and
else?
And so when Dr. Krishnan says that, please, there are students who, on the basis of merit, are unable to get admission, he's wrong.
No, he's definitely not. I wish we reached to a point where we can do everything basis on the merit, but
and
we have not.
And for postgraduate students? Juhi, would you like to take this? The point he mentions about postgraduate students who are trained, who are already trained. If you have reduced, if you brought, you know, cut down on quotas, right, denied merit over there, the postgraduate level, how is that fair?
Vishnu, we unfortunately don't live in a land of equal opportunities. We have to look at this from the viewpoint of social justice for letting those people also who have been deprived of certain chances, who probably don't come up with the same opportunities or the same background as Mr. Krishnan, to also reach the postgraduate level. Just doing graduation in MBBS does not balance the scales equally in society. So yes, I can understand why he's questioning, increasing seats would probably, I hope the government does an increase
it
of
has
the adequate
increased,
number of
Juhi.
Seats.
I don't know but, whether you are
ma'am,
aware.
Please,
but 56
ma'am, I don't know the number, and just adding. Let you know the number. Ma'am, can I please just speak? Ma'am, please, can I just speak? I hope that the EWS reservation which has been given. Ma'am, I'm also supplementing yours. The EWS, I hope, is not misused like in UP by various people who do have opportunities and giving false certificates and all. But I can understand that. But it is an unequal society, and we do need
all
to
all right,
move
so reservations you can't do about, do without.
And
we are by no means
PG
in a situation where we can call for you know, merit alone. Dr. Krishnan, I'm afraid you're going
to
have to accept
to,
the fact
go,
that
go
that,
go
quote,
that,
stage, that quota
Krishnan,
number is now going up. It's at what, 49.5%?
That is what I'm saying, that even if, when we are going to talk about equality and giving opportunities and speaking about the idealistic world or idealistic India where everything is based on the merit, then we have to take small step towards it. So my first point was
and,
that only.
And that has been taken. That's
no,
been
but
taken
let him finish,
by introducing
Madam,
a 10%
Sujata, let him finish.
Madam, you Sorry, cannot yeah. have the cake and eat it as well. The thing is that it is completely based on the coming elections. I know it, Vishnu sir knows it, and you also know it. So this is an entirely different topic on which I don't want to comment. But I just want to ask one question to all of you, that if someone who is a politician and who is earning crores of rupees in scams and otherwise also, their sons and their daughters get this reservation, then what is the point of this reservation, and where is the social justice that you are talking about? If reservation is to be followed, then why it is not followed on PWS quota very, very strictly?
Mm.
I know thousands of people who are millennials and who are getting admissions through OBC quota. That you cannot just make a law and say that it is fine, because it is very fine for a small period of time, for a small outcome that could be benefit in any way to any party or anything. But larger in a holistic approach, it is never going to work.
All right. Okay. So larger issues over mm-hmm. there, and a certain political and other dynamic as well. I'd like to mm-hmm. thank you all very much for being with us.